Now, 7 after the hour on the Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli, along as the Queen of Cheap with deals today from Amazon, L'Oreal, P.F. Chang, and many more, so you'll want to stick around for that. Jennifer Horn is here, and she has the latest, actually, a celebration of sorts, a television program that was first heard on this date, first seen, and actually heard. It was both radio and television. We'll celebrate that show later on, plus the latest in news from the current series and shows and things that you're all hepped up about, including The View, one of the most popular daytime shows. Yesterday, the ladies discussed the Casey Anthony trial, talked about how it's compared to the O.J. trial. Have you seen some of the pictures that have gone viral? There's a picture of O.J. Simpson seemingly with his arm around Casey Anthony. Somebody's photoshopped. Yeah. Somebody has photo.
No.
Yes. Somebody has photoshopped. I have to send this to you. You haven't seen it, Richie?
No, I haven't.
I will send you. Oh, actually, I don't know. Should we post it at Doug7.com?
It's
just tasteful. Yeah, it really is.
I'm sure. Just make sure that you note that it is a Photoshop picture.
Yeah. Well, why?
Wait, people might think that it's real.
Well,
how would they do that?
I know.
Are they in jail together?
He's in jail at the moment, as you may have.
I think he got out. I mean, I don't know.
No, he's in Vegas, yeah.
Yeah. He goes out. He's out Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to go play the slots.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, the Casey Anthony trial, certainly on a lot of people's minds, the aftermath now, the Florida State prosecutor, one of the things we were talking about earlier, Roberta, was everybody's playing the blame game. The prosecutor didn't do his job. When you look at the defense attorney, I mean, I'm kind of looking at some of the transcripts here. Remember, I've only been into this for 4 days. I knew nothing about the trial, paid no attention to it, was completely off my radar screen. Whenever I saw that name come up, I just hit delete.
I got the picture.
You got the picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oof.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, the defense team has been described as underdogs. They built their case around her lies, her imaginary friends, the accusations of unproven sexual abuse at the hands of her father. I've only seen a video of him once. I was trying to understand how that all came to play. Jennifer, you've watched this pretty carefully. How did it come? She used that as an excuse when is that how her father sexually abused her, or that's what she said, even though he didn't?
Yeah, they started it out in the opening statement saying that she was abused by her father and that's why she always had problems lying, because she didn't know what the truth was, because she lived in a family where the culture was always lying.
Yeah, and who bought that?
It didn't make much sense. I mean, when you listen to the trial, which I did, it didn't make much sense why they threw that in there.
Yeah.
The family obviously has some dysfunction. I mean, her brother was tested to see if he was the father of her child.
Aye. Oh, boy.
But where it comes from, who knows? Is it coming all from her? Is it coming from the parents? Is it just coming from everybody and everybody's kind of screwed up? I don't know.
So, Roberta, I don't know whether, Richie, you think I made my case or not. In the last hour, I was talking about our service to our country, and that includes jury service, because it is my observation that many jury pools are not really reflective of the entire society. They are not, basically, when you're told you have a jury of your peers, I don't know how we really justify that, because I don't think that that's the case at all. And I think that this is reflective not only of how we are with jury service, but it's service in general. Even to the simplest job Americans have of voting, we don't vote. We don't understand the system. We haven't taken time to learn about the system. We don't serve in uniform. We have, we leave it to other people to do it. I asked earlier when the last time was, in reality, where you saw in an even-handed way a famous politician, for example. Didn't Joe Biden go in for jury duty a few months ago?
Yes.
And did he actually serve or did he get off?
He served,
no, they decided that he couldn't. And it was a good reason, just because of his job and not because he was too important to serve, but there was some conflict of some sort.
All right, when's the last time we saw a famous sports figure go serve on a jury? Anybody remember any sports figure?
Well, I'm asking the question because they may do it.
Why wouldn't we hear about it? It's always news if somebody famous gets onto a jury.
You think?
Of course. How are you going to have a trial?
I think this was the case with Biden, and it may be the same with any big-name celebrities, is that Biden, they couldn't really conduct a case.
Right, because it would have been a
sideshow. It's too distracting. Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So is there an exception? Is it okay to make an exception? I think there are some circumstances when there ought to be exceptions. But there are far too many people who easily get off. Roberta, you've been on how many juries?
Actually, I have a very funny story. I was called for jury duty when Elena was an infant.
Yeah.
And so I was called into the courthouse in Jamaica, Queens, in a July day when it was about 110 degrees outside.
Swell.
And there was no air conditioning in the courtroom.
Right.
It was hotter than heck in there. There must have been about 200 or 300 people waiting to be called up. I'm sitting there with this baby for about an hour. And I'm saying, this is getting ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Baby was getting uncomfortable. She needed to eat. I was getting uncomfortable. So I took my nail and I stuck it quite firmly into the bottom of her foot, at which case the baby went, "Aah!" And it echoed through the courtroom. The court attendant in the front jerks his head up, looks straight at me, points and goes, come here. Just goes, stamps my paper and says, get out of here. And that's
nice.
My jury duty story.
That's
child abuse.
what was that, Jen?
Is that the only time that you ever done it?
Well, I've been called twice after that, but because I have minor children, I've gotten out of it.
Hmm. Why would you get out of it just because you have minor children?
Because you have to care for the children.
See, that does not work in California.
Really?
There is no caretaking exceptions.
Yeah.
They'll put you on a shorter trial, but that's about it.
Yeah.
But you see, the problem with the jury system is the fact that you don't get paid. So if you're taking time off...
I get paid for being on the jury. I get like $80.
You get like $5 a day.
Yeah, you get paid a small amount. If you're the type of person, and many people are today who are working for themselves or have the type of jobs, if you don't show up, you don't get paid.
Right.
This is a real hardship on your family.
Yeah.
So the job of being an American is not an easy job.
Yeah.
If you're living hand to mouth the way a lot of people are today, they have almost no savings whatsoever. They're living hand to mouth day to day to pay the mortgage.
Roberta's the
rent.
Problem, Doug.
Yep, mm-hmm. I think you're right.
The government should come in and swoop in and take care of her, or else I'm not going to do anything for the government.
I think to take you off your job and say, okay, you know, you can't work because you have to go on jury duty and we're going to pay you $40 a day is a huge disservice.
All right, so then don't serve your country. What's the fix then?
It's
do we
not
have
a
to
matter
pay?
Of serving your country.
Do we pay jurors or, minimum wage or something?
Or you force employers that if someone is called to jury duty, that they have to continue.
Why should it be the employers? My God, employers can't pay the bills now for the most part, unless you're a big, gigantic corporation. Why do we have that laid on us?
Okay.
Like health care. I mean, who's going
to
pay for it?
The system has to be revised then in some way.
Okay,
I don't have the answer, but.
Let's give a tax credit to people once they serve jury duty. They can turn something in where they get a credit on their taxes if they serve.
That works.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But that doesn't work for someone who is self-employed.
Isn't paying taxes.
Yeah,
well, or isn't the type of business where they're dependent on tips or they're dependent on commission to make their money? It doesn't work for people like that. Where are they going to make up this money?
I don't get paid for doing jury duty, but I still went. I had to because it's my civic duty because we have responsibility.
Well, you didn't have to, but you took your responsibility seriously.
If people are depending on you to put food on the table and you either have a service job where you get tips or a commission or what have you, and all of a sudden now you can't work and you're getting
$40
a day?
Most of my salary comes from commission, so I take exception to that. Most of my salary at my day job comes from commissions.
But you're not living hand to mouth, Jen. And a lot of people in this country
There's no
are.
One else paying my mortgage.
But there are
it's a
but
sacrifice.
But you
but
have a
I
mortgage.
Make it.
You have a mortgage.
Yes, I do.
But you don't have children. If you had children to feed and you had to go on a jury, and by going on
Roberta.
The jury meant that you can't work.
Let me just get my violin out right now.
I know.
Oh, my God. Can you dig this?
You don't think people that started this country,
you know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for a cyanide pill about now.
Let me tell you, if I was in that situation, I would do everything I could to avoid jury duty. Okay. And unfortunately, what's happening is the juries are becoming the elderly, the unemployed. Yeah. These are the people on the jury.
And they are not our peers.
And they're not our
peers.
So
therefore, the system does not work. However you look at it, whether Roberta's right or wrong, or Jennifer's right or wrong, or Richie's right or wrong, it still gets back to the basic core. The evidentiary focus is on the system, which does not work any longer. Somehow, we have allowed the system to get broken. And whether we can fix it or not, that is the challenge for those of us who take our responsibilities seriously as Americans. And that's what we have to do. Otherwise, it doesn't survive. It doesn't go on. It doesn't move ahead. If we can't get people to volunteer to serve our country in any number of ways, if we can't serve ourselves by learning how the system works, so that you don't think the people who come in here illegally know how this, we were talking about this in the last hour, Roberta. The people who come in here and scam off of the system know exactly how it works, know how to use the system to get out of it what they can. Not everybody is here to use, but more often than not, the case has been, we've fixed it so that it's easy, and we make it easier all the time for those who haven't contributed to suck off of the system. And so what do we take seriously here? Do we take our jury duty obligation seriously? Do we take our obligation to vote seriously? What is it that is required of us to be American? We just celebrated the birthday of our country this week. What are we celebrating? Do we even know what we're celebrating? Do we even understand what our country is all about?
We're celebrating free stuff.
Yeah, free. Everything's free. Yep. It's all free.
I don't want to give you anything because it's a burden on me.
Right. We'll take more money away from people who are contributing, people who are responsible for jobs, people who are responsible for creating companies. We're gonna fine them for being smart and figuring out how to make something work and hire people. We're going to confiscate their money
right.
because they're bad Americans, because they're helping to create
jobs. So that we can pay you to take a day off and go serve.
Yeah, we're going to pay you so you can abuse the system, not just necessarily in this way, but the system is abused morning, noon, and night by the entitlement crowd, which grows bigger every second, every minute, every hour of every day. And those of us who...
It's a pack. They can work the system. Why shouldn't I?
It's a wolf pack. Yeah. And so what do we do? And I think that, this is not a stretch to go from the problem, the Kaylee and Casey Anthony story. It's just, this woman, this Casey Anthony, had learned how to work the system. She knew. She's part of that group that knows how to make all of this stuff work. And is it appropriate? It isn't for me, but that's not the way I was raised. How about you? What were you raised to believe in? Roberta is a son of immigrant parents, a daughter of immigrant parents.
I'm a son. Yes, I am, dog.
All right. All right. Anyway, 800-510-8255. Certainly a question worth asking. 20 after the hour on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance...
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian, the number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Pretty sweet stuff. We've had Broadway musicals about the Four Seasons. We've had Broadway musicals about ABBA. Now comes a new Broadway musical about the Temptations.
Oh, cool.
Yes, in the works. Roberta, to be produced either later this year or for the seasons. How do the Broadway seasons work? Is there a spring season, a fall season of shows? Is that how it works?
And they want to qualify
summer
for the
season.
Tonys. Yeah, so
yeah. When are the Tonys?
The Tonys are usually in June.
In June?
Yeah.
Right, so then in order to be qualified or considered for that, you'd have to have something out, what, in December or January?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what the cutoff date is, but something like that.
These things with pop music, as the flavor for them, are really turning out to be spectacularly successful.
Sure, what's not to like about
the
them?
The Four Seasons, this thing that's now, I went to see it on the Jersey Boys. Thought, my God, I'd like to see another version of it.
It's
put on by another troupe. But the Mamma Mia thing was fantastic. How many other musical groups? Wasn't there the Spinners or the OJs or something?
Well, there was Smokey Joe's Cafe.
That's right, too. That was
There's a new one out on the Shirelles called Baby, It's You, but it's having problems. It's not filling the house.
Really?
It's a good show. I've seen it. It's a good show.
Yeah. But
about the woman who formed the Shirelles and Decca Records.
Yeah. Well, there are always stories about how the groups and the people came to be, and then the music is laced through the show. So that's what they're going to do with the Temptations. It'll be interesting how they handle Eddie Ruffin and some of the other controversies. Temptations had real drug problems.
Ah, they sure did.
Really, you listen to some of the music, even with the drug problems, man, were they good. Listen to this.
What can make me feel this way, my girl?
And then there was the answer song to this, Richie. My Guy by Mary Wells. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was another. But you listen to the Temptations music, and no matter what your age, you can move to it. You can identify with it. And that's why these Broadway shows, I mean, the same thing with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Those songs are timeless. And so it goes on and on and on and on. Speaking of that, the poll today at DougStephan.com, your reaction to the Casey Anthony
verdict. Actually, that was yesterday's poll. We had the results. I need to refresh. I'm susceptible to the same things because my Doug Steffen page doesn't automatically refresh, which it used to do, I think. Didn't it, Richie? Isn't there?
No, your browser will cache your whatever your last visit was, and so you definitely need to refresh.
Oh, okay. You know what the big story is for Jennifer today? James Spader, the news on James Spader.
Mm.
Okay, all right. I'm just giving people a little bit of a tease. Also, some news from CNN about a big cancellation. Ooh. All right, Jennifer, I'm just giving people a little, just a little. You know me, I like to tease.
A little spit?
Yeah, a little bit here and there. Yeah. for the shine, if you will. All right, so I'm looking at this video of the day today, Richie. Flying cars.
Yeah, I see that, but I haven't looked at it yet.
Flying cars are one more step closer to hitting the highway. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration says it may be okay for you to drive down the highway in a car that flies.
Oh, my goodness.
Check out the flies every morning on the I-66.
Yeah, right. All right. So check that out, the video of the day, Flying Cars, at DougSteffen.com. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Facebook announced a partnership with Skype that lets you make video calls from inside of Facebook. Facebook users can now also group chat without setting up an actual group. Video calls only require installing a small Skype app, which can be accessed at the top of any open chat window. In other news, streaming music service Spotify announced that it's close to launching in the United States. Spotify allows users to stream a massive library of music on demand, including on mobile devices. Spotify's recent $1 billion of financing and rumored partnership with Facebook could push it to the top of available streaming services. And finally, a new report shows that spending on video games is expected to exceed $74 billion in 2011 alone. Video game releases are turning into blockbusters, with Activision's Call of Duty Black Ops making over $650 million in the first week of its release. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Summer Home Organization event is going on now at the Home Depot, with low prices on the things you need to contain the clutter, like clear 56-quart totes at a new lower price of just $5.97 each. They're big enough to stow just about anything, and they're clear so you can see what you stowed when it's time to find it again. An organized home begins with a trip to the Home Depot and 56-quart totes for just $5.97 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
At Advance Auto Parts, we know the economy has been a bumpy road lately, but we'll help smooth things out with amazing deals on what you need to keep your car running great. Right now, our new 5-plus quart jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and filter are just $18.99. Plus, sign up for Valvoline's engine guarantee and get an additional $5 off through mail-in rebate. And with Advance's low price guarantee, we'll match our competitors' prices. Great prices at Advance Auto Parts. One more way, service is our best part. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extract. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the new Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If this good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in its place.
It's time now for Roberta Fasanelli, who's our Chin of Queep.
That too.
Chin of Queep?
There it is. That's it. Right. Roberta and Jennifer and Richie here all to help you have a good day. The first review of the last Harry Potter movie, Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. I think the opening is the 15th next week, right? Isn't that the 15th? Yeah.
Well, it's opening in London tonight.
Is it?
The U.S. opening is next week, but we're going to see it on Wednesday, the day before the opening.
How are you going to do that?
Well, because I'm going to the International Harry Potter Convention. It's called LeakyCon.
Really?
With my daughter. It's in Orlando, and they're showing it to us Wednesday.
So you're going back to Orlando?
Yes, I'm leaving on Sunday. I'll be gone the 10th through the 17th.
Have a nice time.
Can we gossip a little about Harry Potter?
Well, I'm just looking at the review.
Well,
go ahead,
Daniel
go ahead.
Radcliffe has just made a revealing, shocking admission. Yeah. Did you hear it?
Mm-hmm. No. What, he stopped drinking?
Yeah, that's what it is. What he is opened it? Up about his alcohol problem. He did an interview with GQ, and he said that he struggled with alcohol, and he used to drink a lot on the set of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
See, another example of a kid who comes into a circumstance that just can't handle it. And it does all kinds of things. There's no supervision. Back to Judy Garland and the drugs that she got on when she was doing Wizard of Oz and what happened.
The big difference is they drugged her up
to
keep her going and to manage her.
Right. He started smoking at a very early age, and I don't know if he still does. Wasn't he on Broadway in some show he was naked?
Yeah, Roberta saw it.
Equus. Yeah. He was in Equus. I saw it twice.
Really? Good for you, Roberta.
And when she says,
she felt a little dirty, but she liked it.
And when she says, I saw it twice, she means it.
I mean, yes,
twice.
I mean it.
So
and
here's
he's in How to Succeed right now.
Yeah, here's the London Telegraph says today, the movie is a, quote, genuinely terrifying spectacle whose greatest triumph is its ability to overcome the deficiencies of J.K. Rowling's writing, which I find interesting. Mm. Goes on to say, quote, this is monumental cinema awash with gorgeous tones and carrying an ultimate message that will resonate with every viewer, young or old. There is darkness in all of us, but we can overcome it. And apparently that is the basic measure of this movie. So those of you who are big fans, Ralph Fiennes is a fiendishly good bad guy.
Mm. Or Ralph Fiennes.
Him too.
Yeah.
I never got his name right. I wish he'd learn how to pronounce his own name.
I know. I agree. He is a Ralph.
Would you say that he was fiendishly good, Roberta, at this, from what I've read?
Oh, yes.
I have not read a Harry Potter book. I've never been to a Harry Potter movie.
You live under a rock?
I don't have, again, we're talking about whatever interests. I have no interest. And my taste is not creepy, crawly, ghoulish creatures. And the kids I have, my daughter is absolutely enamored with this stuff. The fellow who is a president of Heidelberg University, Rob Huntington, has a collection of all the books. He and his children are big, big fans. They've been to every single event that there has been that they could go to and read the books together, seen the movies together. I think it's swell if you are into it. It's great. But I just have never gotten into it. I don't find these sorts of things appealing, but that's just me. We all know that I'm not in the mainstream.
No.
It'd be nice if I got wet once in a while, perhaps, but there's nothing about Harry Potter that appeals to me, other than the lady who's written the story. She's appealing. I find her very appealing. I find her very interesting, fascinating, her background. I've read a lot about her. I know a lot about her. I don't know anything about Harry Potter. And so maybe is that oxymoronic? How can you know a lot about her and not know much about Harry Potter? I think that she's I'm much more interested in people than I am usually stories like that. I'm interested in her story, not the story of Harry Potter.
Oh, there will be a movie about her someday.
Sure. And then there is the story behind the story of, like, the stars. Of the Dumbledore, and I mean, who played these characters, and what was their story? What's the actor's name that played Dumbledore? Older, you know who I mean?
Yes.
There was a big
Roberta.
Thing.
The first one died. Actor who played Dumbledore.
Well, at any rate, the story's about him and him coming out at an older time in his life, later part in his life. That only came about because of his notoriety in this movie.
Oh, you're thinking of Gandalf in
yeah.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh,
I
am. Am I?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, see, there's another.
But another wizard, yes.
Yeah,
another
wizard. It's all sort of blending together here. Speaking of blending, at DougStephan.com today, we have a very important story about traffic cameras, something that has been a part of our discussion on this program for, if not months, years. And the article stipulates up front that we all don't like people who run red lights, who speed recklessly, go through stop signs. So the people and their support for traffic cameras that are in hundreds of municipalities all over the country, the retribution that comes to those who offend, most people support them until they get a ticket. They support the idea of it, but when you get a ticket, you don't like it. They say, how many of us have, I've actually never had one of these, so I don't know, but I know Richie has and others mm-hmm. have. They're issued unfairly. They cause hardship, yada, yada. There are a lot of tales around the country of how people feel about these cameras. The AAA is now into this act, Richie. There are various people of various reasons. The misuse of government, Big Brother, technology run amok,
mm-hmm.
all of these things. So they're part of the debate. And thus the question today at DougStephan.com, what do you think about traffic cameras? A, they help make drivers obey the law. B, they cause more problems than they solve. C, they're just a way to generate money for your city. Or D, just one more way for Big Brother to keep his eye on you. Why is it always Big Brother? Why isn't it Big Sister? Big Sister?
Because everybody likes Big Sister.
Ah, I see. Thank you very much, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
The devil in the details, so say those. For example, a former police officer there in Arlington, Virginia, where you are, Richie,
mm-hmm.
Is someone who has now taken on this technology. He's helping those who have been unfairly ticketed to sort out their problems. These are not safety programs. These are revenue enhancement programs. We've all thought that more than once about these, have we not? When you get right down to it, the system, and we go back to responsibility, the system is rigged to get you rather than help you.
Well, you know, they could make the case that it is about safety.
Yeah.
If they weren't adjusting the length of the yellow light.
Right. Yeah, to get
so
it.
That it's shorter so that you get caught in the red light intersection.
Right.
With your picture being taken.
Yeah.
If they were to say, listen, here is a sign 300 yards before the intersection announcing that there is a red light camera.
Yeah.
And we are giving you ample time on the yellow light to stop and or get through safely.
Yeah.
But that's not the way they do it. They don't let you know that there's a red light camera. They adjust the times of the yellow light so that you don't have time to get through
it. Your government cheating on you.
So don't give me this it's about safety stuff because it's not.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety says it is, but others say the data used to claim significant road crash reductions is highly selective and very misleading.
Yeah, and there are some who can make the case that there are more accidents because people are now slamming on their brakes in order not to get a ticket, and they get rear-ended. So instead of getting T-boned in the middle of the intersection, you're getting hit in the back end at the red light.
The city controller in Los Angeles said, quote, "We cannot conclusively demonstrate that this system has reduced traffic collisions. Actually, it has lost money for the city. Once the private vendor is paid, it costs the city of Houston $44 million.
Sure. Because once everybody knows that it's there, they start stopping, and, you know, therefore there goes your revenue.
Yeah. All right. So check it out. Poll and info at DougStephan.com. Speaking of info, time now for the Queen of Cheap with her deals today, which you can also follow. The backup is there in the Queen of Cheap box, prominently located front page at DougStephan.com.
Okay, let's start with apps. You know apps, these applications you put on your iPhone or your Droid. Well, if you've got a Droid, hang on a second, I have to sneeze here.
God bless you, Roberta.
As I just downloaded a couple of new apps last night.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, Amazon has 100 free Android apps. You can imagine that. It's mostly games and stuff like that, but still, it's a lot of fun if you're looking for some apps.
Oh,
also
cool.
From Amazon, they've got a new site called My Habit, and it's stuff like designer goods and things like that. Well, if you sign up now, you can get a free $25 credit and free shipping at My Habit. Just go to myhabit.com. We have the link for you. And the summer promo code is summer25. I haven't gone on it yet. I'm kind of curious to see what they've got on there. But apparently it's a new Amazon site for designer wear, fashion clothing, and stuff like that. L'Oreal, I love L'Oreal stuff. They have something new called Youth Code. Apparently, you slather it on your face, you look younger, and you can get the free sample.
I love the word slather.
I was going to say, using the word slather doesn't really bring about something that you think is beautiful.
I love it.
Why not? But that's what you do. You slather
it on
your face.
Great word.
You know, and you kind of pray that it works.
Amazing, Roberta.
P.F. Chang's, you can get a free lettuce wrap. We have the link for you. And also at Chili's, you can get a free order of skillet queso and the Jeeps at Chili's. And again, we have the coupon for you.
Please.
It's all on the DougStephan.com
no
website.
No dialects today. Yeah. Okay, fine. We made it through almost without the dialects.
Amazon. Queso and Jeeps.
Almost.
Queen of Cheap. All right, in a moment, CNN cancels a television program. There's a new guy to run the office and a celebration of sorts of one of the great television programs of all time. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Bullfrog Sunblock passes the toughest tests under the sun. Listen to Mom and Marathoner Rachel Munoz.
My sunblock of choice is Bullfrog Marathon Mist. I accidentally stumbled upon it because I was running a marathon here in the summer in Mississippi. I was looking for a sunblock that would stay on through sweat and everything. I fell in love with it. When I put it on my kids, I can put it on really fast. And I don't have to worry. Bullfrog, it just stays on.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Hello, I'm Sean Donovan, Secretary of HUD, the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. HUD has a new program that offers unemployed homeowners up to $50,000 in mortgage assistance, but you must act quickly. Get more information at findehlp.org or call 855-FIND-EHLP. That's findehlp.org or call 855-346-3345. You must act quickly.
Summer is here, and it's time for a classic American tradition, the backyard barbecue. According to the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association, 80% of North American households own a grill and use it year-round. And more than 65% of Americans like to dress up their grilled dishes with salsas, marinades, or seasonings. A great way to add flavor is with Heinz 57 sauce. First introduced in 1911, the classic sauce is celebrating its 100th anniversary of infusing fun and excitement into the grilling fare of American families. Chef and lifestyle expert Jamie Gwen has more.
You don't need to make a different marinade for everything that you're grilling this summer. I love using Heinz 57 sauce because it's versatile and adds zest and flavor to meats, veggies, and even seafood. Try mixing the sauce with honey for a sweet and simple twist for basting chicken or pork.
For more information, recipes, and 57 ways to add zest to your favorite meals, visit Heinz57.com.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business. Business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us. Business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
13 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn has lots of jobs, wears lots of hats here on the program. One of them is to follow what's going on in television. I give her lots of encouragement and sometimes not too much time.
No, so. Exactly. Lots of encouragement, not a lot of time. That's my
right.
motto.
So let's get the story first from CNN. By the way, if you've been looking at Doug Steffen.
Go, Jennifer.
DougSteffen.com today. You may have an inkling into several of these important stories. All right, now, Jennifer Horn, take it away.
The story at DougSteffen.com today.
Thank you, Jennifer. It was great having you here.
Elliot Spitzer is out at CNN. CNN gave him the axe. Yeah. He's done. Ready to put a fork in him.
So what goes in its place?
I don't know. Did you read the story at DougSteffen.com?
Well, I'm asking you because maybe some people haven't listened and maybe there's a little more information there. I don't know.
I actually don't have that in my report as to what goes in this place.
You know,
what's
interesting is we actually had a couple of people in here that were on the Liddy show the other day who were saying they just came from doing the Spitzer show and actually thought he was fairly intelligent. You know, and they're pretty experienced at doing these, you know, food fight cable TV news programs.
Yeah.
And said, you know what, he was actually very good. It was a very interesting interview.
What they're going to do is move Anderson Cooper's AC 360 to 8, then they'll re-air it at 10, where it has been. His ratings are among the highest at CNN.
Yeah, Anderson's
CNN.
Got it. Right. And he's got his new TV show coming up this fall, too.
I don't think he'll have it there. I think his strength is at CNN and not doing a long-form chat show. I don't think he'll handle it. I don't think
he's pretty good when he hosts. But
when's the last time you saw him display a sense of humor?
He's funny.
Anderson
Cooper?
Oh, my
gosh. Yes. Remember when he was talking about Lindsay Lohan's little sister? I mean, he's a funny guy.
No,
he's a funny guy. He's a funny guy. All right. The big news from the world of TV today is
that
The Office has made a big hire. James Spader, who we thought could maybe possibly get a job, has been hired on the set of The Office. He will not be replacing Steve Carell. He's going to be playing the big boss.
The big boss.
The big boss of Dunder Mifflin.
So, what is
kind of the Alec Baldwin role?
Yeah, Steve Carell's job is still vacant, so they're still looking to make a big hire for that. But James Spader will be involved with the show. I think it's great because he makes me laugh just looking at him.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
He's funny.
So, we wanted to have the television celebration of the day, or you have something else that's more important?
Well, I have like 3 pages of something else, but we know it's your show, so go ahead.
I'm interested to hear the show that you want to celebrate, Doug.
Da-dum-dum.
Ah.
Dum. Da-dum-dum-dum.
And?
It's dumb.
First heard on NBC on this date in 1949. Radio and television. This is just at the beginning of TV. It didn't do anything, so they took it off TV until 1952 when they put it back on again. And it ran on it was on television, I think, through 1959. The show was Dragnet. The star was Jack Webb. Its anniversary is today.
Yeah.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Coffee, I like tea, right?
That's right.
Blues Traveler.
Yeah. What do you like better, coffee or tea?
To whom are you referring?
You.
I don't drink coffee.
He's
never had a cup
guy.
Of coffee
You're
in my life.
A tea
guy. We're talking about one of the things. I had meetings in New York yesterday with a couple of advertising agencies, and one of the things that they were asking was with incredible big question mark, how come we've never had an official coffee for the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
We should, with the amount that I drink while I'm sitting
here. It's a morning program, even though this show airs all across the day.
Yeah, we did.
Whether it's in real
for
time.
A little while.
We had Folgers.
So
we had something. We had another coffee.
We've had Folgers a couple times. And then there was the guy who did the political coffee. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
Remember him like 6-7 years ago?
Yeah. And wasn't there somebody who wanted to make a Doug Steffen coffee?
There was.
Yeah.
But we never put that together.
But how do you put that together when Doug Steffen doesn't drink coffee? That's a little difficult.
We'll make a Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli coffee.
We'll drink it for you. let's see. What can we call it?
I want to make a Rich McFadden beer and sell it on the show.
Rob Jen coffee.
Yeah, I like
or
it.
Jen Rob.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I like Rob Jen. That flows
actually,
better.
Maybe we'll
I like
sell.
Jen Rob.
I've got the name. No.
What?
We call it Jennifer's Two Mounds Coffee.
Ooh.
Rich, you're a genius.
No,
isn't that
right? No.
It's smooth.
55 past the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day Program. Normally, Tom Kreidler, the host of the Money Pit, is here, but he's off on another assignment. So, therefore, we are here to actually complete some of the items that are of interest and import from the world of television. We're talking about the celebration of Dragnet, and culturally, those who were around in the 50s, because that's when the show was really big, there was something that came out of the role of Sergeant Joe Friday that was played by Webb. Webb was, unbeknownst to most people, quite a proficient producer. He came up with concept television shows. Most of the police action dramas in the early days of television were Jack Webb's ideas. You go through the 50s, the 60s, and into the 70s, Jack Webb was responsible, and you'd see him on the credits as executive producer or a writer, or in some way, shape, or form, he got credits for many, many, many different television programs. I think the last one he had anything to do with was T.J. Hooker, if I'm not mistaken.
Ah.
But from the period when Dragnet got started in the late 40s through the 50s, the 60s, T.J. Hooker was around, what, mid-70s? Mid-late 70s?
No, it was 80s. T.J. Hooker was 80s.
Was it really?
Oh, sure. Yeah, like 84.
No, my God.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's something that just kind of interesting. So, and here's a trivia question. There were two officers who were his sidekicks. I give you 60 seconds. This would be a great prize if you can name who the two officers. You get extra credit if you tell us who the actors were.
T.J. Hooker?
But no. On Dragnet.
Dragnet.
Who was the first one, the heavyset guy, and then the short guy was the second one?
T.J. Hooker, 82 to 85.
Okay. All right. What's the name? The fellow, not, you can tell me who played the officer, but the officer's name, the first one, and then the second one. 800-510-8255. You remember the second one better because he's still around, but the other guy was with him for more time than was the second one. Does that help? 800.
I think so.
Yes or no?
I know. I don't know.
The two, I'll give you the answer in 60 seconds. Don't figure it out. Who were the two who played the officers, and what were their characters' names? 800-510-8255. The second one's pretty easy. First one, not so much so. Last week, the Huffington Post noted that Paula Deen's backyard hens were evicted because of a zoning violation. She lives in Savannah. Apparently, she's cited for having chickens without permission. There.
That's a big offense.
22 chickens. Yeah. She's big time on television.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
She's a big cooking chef.
She's one of the staples of the Food Network. Cook.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So the county officials, you get the story at DougStephan.com, the story behind the story. She's been cited for chicken possession, unlawful chicken possession.
She'll be a hoot when she talks about that on the show. Exactly.
All right, anybody got the answer to this question? You want me to answer it? Ben Alexander played Officer Frank Smith for 7 years, those of you who are going, I remember that. But then you were thinking about Harry Morgan.
Yes.
Who was his sidekick named Officer Bill Gannon. That was the last 3 years of the show, the first last 3 or 4 years, the first 4 or 5 years, I think, no, actually 7 years, it was Ben Alexander. You would recognize him if you saw him, probably. All right, so that's it. The story of the origins of Dragnet here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.